Tucker Wetmore Brunette on B105. It is the Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. Just Lauren this morning, still working on the voice. You know, it was kind of my fault that I lost my voice because I was at the Ian Munsick, George Bird show over the weekend, and I did some really fun interviews. You can watch them now, B105country.com. But I was talking to my friends. I met some great listeners, and I could feel my voice becoming. It's your B105 Buzz, brought to you by East Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community-focused. The number one thing everybody's talking about, obviously, is the weather. Man, it has been hot. Bayfront this weekend, unbelievably hot. Like, I was sweating. Everyone was sweating, and it's just continued to be hot. Now, today, things will cool off just a bit, mostly sunny. We will see a high near 86 in Duluth, but it is going to be smoky, and so please keep that in mind. There's lots of wildfires burning. An air quality alert issue has been issued due to wildfire smoke, and that is going to continue through tomorrow. Now, that is mainly for northeast Minnesota, so like Hibbing, Ely, it's not in effect for Duluth, but obviously it's not great to be outside with smoky conditions, so just make sure that you are limiting your time outdoors. This goes until 11 a.m. tomorrow. And like I said, it includes Hibbing, Ely, Two Harbors, parts of Grand Portage. And so, yeah, just be careful out there. And the heat also, you know, makes everything a little bit worse. So we will continue to keep you updated. But on to some food-related news. So last January, so January of 2025, I saw this building, and it was on the corner of Decker Road and Mountain Shadow Drive near the Miller Hill Mall. Did some research. So this was a year and a half ago, and I learned that it is going to be a Japanese steakhouse and hibachi restaurant called Masa. And really, I hadn't heard anything about it for like a year and a half. Well, they just shared an update on social media. They said they are still opening. A lot of people thought maybe it wasn't happening because it's been a few years. They said they hope to be open by August, but they're dealing with some things like permits and whatnot, but they did share an update on their progress inside. It looks beautiful. And then they also said that you will have the option to have your hibachi right in front of you cooked, which is fun, or you can order it in the kitchen and we'll bring it out. Sometimes it's like embarrassing when they're doing the hibachi, but so much fun as well. So you can see that progress photo, learn a little bit more, B105country.com. There's your B105. Jason Aldean, When She Says Baby on B105. We're going to start off with our Jason Aldean story because I thought that it was crazy that this never got out. I don't know how that happened, but Jason Aldean just recently shared that his daughter Keely got married. Now, his daughter's 23, and he has this daughter with his previous wife. And, you know, she's not in the public eye or anything like that, but he did just reveal in an interview with Lon Helton that she got married over a year ago in secret. She also graduated college. He's talked at length about how proud he is of her. We don't know details about, like, the husband or the wedding, but she did change her last name on Instagram, which is private. Her new last name is Chastain. It's a picture of her in a wedding dress, so congratulations. He also gave a little update on the rest of the family as well. He's got a lot going on. So if you missed it, you can read more, B105country.com. No surprise here. Morgan Wallen's Dangerous album has been named Billboard's top album of the 21st century. So they just released the list. It's for the first 25 years of the 21st century based on performance on the weekly Billboard 200 albums chart from 2000 to 2024. It debuted at number one in January of 2021. Obviously, it's basically stayed in the top 10 or been number one like every other week. It's the first album to spend its first 10 weeks at number one since 1987. And you can see why he was named one of the most important modern country artists of our time. B105country.com. But yeah, that's not a huge surprise. Man, it feels like just yesterday that album came out. And then really sad news, there is something in the water in Nashville, but Ray Lynn, she just shared yesterday that she has filed for divorce from her husband, Josh Davis. They've been married for 10 years. They dated for 3 years before they got engaged. They met in church. She was in the army in the early years that they got married. So she filed last month, just shared the news yesterday. They have a daughter named Daisy. She said, after much thought and prayer, I've made the difficult decision to file for divorce. She says, as a working mom, I'm committed to giving my daughter the love, stability, and support she will need while we navigate this next chapter. She said, thank you for the love and encouragement from her fans, family, friends. And she asks for privacy. Now, she has been posting a lot with Summer Party. They have the same divorce lawyer, so I'm sure they've, you know, helped each other through that. She did request to be the primary residential parent. And she even has songs about how her parents' divorce kind of shaped her and how hard that was on her. So, you know, I imagine this just obviously is hard enough, but just brings up a lot of feelings. Hey. Morgan Wallen, don't we? It is 7:11 on the Breakfast Club on B105. Obviously very, very smoky out there right now. I was so surprised when I woke up this morning. I'm like, is it gloomy out? Like, what is going on? Obviously there was, you know, I knew everything that was going on in the wildfires and whatnot, but this is pretty bad. So heavy smoke from fires that continue to burn in northeastern Minnesota is spreading to the Twin Ports in northwest Wisconsin. So there is an air quality alert now that's been extended. I believe it was in effect until tomorrow. Now it is in effect until 11 a.m. Friday, and it is expected to reach the hazardous category. So sensitive groups, if you have any lung issues, maybe even heart issues, if you're an older adult, you should stay indoors, keep activity levels low. It was kind of like apocalyptic, even just like coming into work. There were some people in the parking garage that were waiting for their ride, and they had like their shirts covering their mouths. It was just crazy. So the smoke is expected to continue to spread south. It could hit the Twin Cities by later on tonight. And there's also like a heat advisory until later on. So there's just a lot going on. Please be careful. I'm looking at a map here. Air quality alert. Again, this was supposed to expire tomorrow. Now it's going to expire Friday at 11. And the Duluth area, Hinckley, Hibbing, all in the very unhealthy category. And then areas like Two Harbors, it looks like Ely, in the hazardous category. So just please be careful. Limit your time outdoors today as much as you can. And we'll continue to keep you updated. But yeah, there's just a lot going on. Holy smokes, as they say. 7:12 coming up. We have half a minute to win it. Your shot to win a Tommy's Express car wash, which I desperately need. Tickets to Comedy Night at Dublin. So keep it here on B105. Good morning. 7:28. Let's play half a minute to win it. It is National Hot Dog Day. Let's go to the phone. B105. Who's this?
Megan.
Megan, are you ready to play half a minute to win it?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I think it's kind of easy today. So it's National Hot Dog Day. I want you to tell me five things you would put on a hot dog.
Ooh, five things. Ketchup, mustard, relish, onions. Oh my gosh. What do you like? One more thing. I mean, people put like, needs to make it like a Coney dog.
There you go. Five things. That was harder than I thought it would be, because as you were listing those off, I'm like, wait, what else is left?
Yeah, and I mean, I only do ketchup, so I'm like, oh, what else does everybody put to make them gross? I don't know.
You know what? If I did eat hot dogs, I'd be like you. Simple is best.
When there's too many toppings, no. I mean, like you said earlier, you're like, hot dogs aren't the best, so.
Yeah, congratulations. You have a car wash to Tommy's Express and tickets to Comedy Night at Dublin.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Okay, a fellow hot dog hater. Congratulations, Megan. We'll do it tomorrow. Same time, same place. Coming up, another check of your weather forecast with Fox 21 on B105. Good morning. Lauren's Love Advice on B105. It is 7:47, and this kind of just makes me feel like I'm on like a patio in Italy somewhere. We're going to talk about the new relationship deal breaker for Americans, which makes sense in today's economy. A new study says that bad money habits are the newest relationship deal breaker, the number one deal breaker right now for a lot of Americans. Excessive gambling, hiding purchases, high credit card debt are all big financial red flags. And people that took part in this study say that those are things that would make them leave somebody or not date somebody seriously. Now, this study also finds that for a lot of people, financial compatibility is more important than emotional chemistry, physical attraction, or shared interests, which makes sense because, again, the economy super tough right now. Everything is so, so expensive. You don't probably want to date somebody who is wasting money gambling or, you know, kind of frivolous with their money, especially if, like, you're dating to get married. You don't want to get serious with somebody and find out, you know, they have a ton of credit card debt or they're bad with their money, because you're going to be building a life with them. So this was, excuse me, this wildfire smoke from data from the Northwestern Mutual 2026 Planning in Progress study. So excessive gambling and risk taking, 49% of people said that easy access to online sports betting and prediction markets have made this a little bit more prevalent. So that's a red flag. Hiding or lying about purchases, about 47% of people say that's a direct breach of trust. High credit card debt, that's a sign of chronic overspending. Frequent impulse spending, that's the hardest one. And that is a barrier to shared goals. And then expecting a partner to pay for everything is also an unfair financial burden. So that makes sense. Changing priorities, more people in serious relationships, you know, we want to retire one day, things like that. In your 20s, I feel like it's easier to be a little bit dumb with your money. But yeah, then as you get older, you're like, okay, I got to lock it in. Life comes at you fast. So there you go. The new relationship deal breaker. Being bad with money. I feel like that's everybody's New Year's resolution. And then after a month, we're all just like, ah, we'll try again next year. Just kidding. So there you go. Lauren's Love Advice, 750 Eric Church. Jason Aldean, Don't Tell on Me. It is 8:11. And as always at this time, I'm joined by Nicole from Animal Allies. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Let's talk about this air quality because it's obviously impacting you guys at Animal Allies. And it's a good reminder, you know, if it's not safe for humans outside for long periods of time, obviously not safe for your pets, right?
Right, definitely, yeah. Something to certainly keep in mind, especially if you know you have an animal that's maybe already a little predisposed to having breathing issues, maybe a little bit older, things like that. Definitely keep in mind. But yeah, overall, with the incredible heat we've been having recently, now the air quality, just keep an extra close eye on your pets. Make sure they're not out doing too much strenuous activity for too long, and educate yourselves. You know, a quick Google can kind of very quickly give you good examples and looks of what overheating can look like and how quickly that can turn bad. So definitely kind of, we always encourage everybody to get themselves up to date on what that looks like and how you can prevent it and what to do if it does start to happen so that you can set your pet up to get help as quick as possible.
Yeah, definitely a good reminder. Now, I want to talk about just like all the long-term pets that you guys have had, because you have a ton right now at Animal Allies.
Yes, definitely. We've, you know, some of the staff, we were talking about it yesterday, we've obviously had some puppies come through and things like that. And it's so always nice to see how many people apply and how many people are passionate and want them. And then it's like a strange juxtaposition when you walk past, you know, a kennel that's had the same dog looking back at you for like 3 months, and they are just as deserving and just as fun and wonderful and have big personalities and fun quirks. And you know, yeah, we just wanted to take this time to remind folks that we have quite a few dogs that have been with us since, you know, April, and don't, you know, get a ton of interest. They don't get a ton of meet and greets, and they have been so patient, and they're doing as well as they can in a shelter environment. And especially now when the air quality is not as great, and they're not going to be able to be outside running around and playing quite as much, it can just be hard on a dog for that long. So if there's anybody that's been considering adopting, looking to adopt, and you're open to an adult dog, check out our website, come in, just ask about the long-term residence. We can chat through everybody and compare it to your lifestyle, what you do, what you're looking for, who you've got at home, and try to make a match for you. And we just say, give them a chance. At least give them a chance. You don't know if you don't check them out, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like if you meet one, you're just going to fall in love with one, you know? They're just so sweet, and we want to give them a good second act, I guess, if you will.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, give us a call. You can check out our website, animalallies.net. It's got everybody's photos on there, additional details, and then, like I said, you can swing by anytime we're open or give us a ring, and we will fill you in with everything we know about whoever it is you're interested in.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for all you do. Stay safe out there, and we will talk to you next week, Nicole.
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you, Nicole from Animal Allies on B105. It is 8:14. Coming up, Morgan Wallen, Zach Brown Band, and Morgan Wallen on B105. Today, hot mid-80s in Duluth, and then, of course, very smoky air quality alerts in effect until Friday as of right now. So please limit time outdoors as much as you can. Want to mention this because there's so much talk about the World Cup. It's been really fun. Just saw this new study. Nearly half of U.S. World Cup fans are skipping work to watch games. It is crazy. They're all at like really random times. So more than a quarter of Americans, 28% to be exact, think they could score a World Cup penalty kick against a pro keeper, according to a new survey. So that's interesting. Half of the 2,000 adults polled said they weren't interested in watching any of the games. Nearly half said they would be skipping work to tune in. So that's a lot of people. But, you know, it is not something that happens every single day, so I get it. Some responders or some people that were responding in the study said that they're diehard fans, and 14% admit the World Cup is such a priority they've watched several games while they have been at work. So that's not great. Unless you work from home, you can have it on in the background. But I just thought that was funny. You know, the World Cup, sports. Blake Shelton on the B105 Workday Kickoff. I hope you have an amazing Wednesday. My friend Joe Danger is coming in next. He will entertain.